Yeah, that's my concern, saying it's an approved budget. If you want to use that language, I hope there's a definition in that transmission that makes it clear, at least at this point, or at least my position is, this is not an approved budget to me. And I say it's not an approved budget, Jim, it's not meant as any criticism, but it's only because I'm looking at the budget, and I know we've worked hard on these numbers, you've certainly worked hard on them, but it doesn't tell me, you know, if I'm a taxpayer, what I'd like to look at is not only what we're spending, I'd like to know what the revenue is, what the proposed revenue is, even if it's only a guess. I'd like to know what the difference is between what we're spending and what we're getting in. And I'd like to have some rough idea as to what impact that might have on my taxes. I mean, that's what I'm thinking of if I'm a taxpayer. And I look at this and, you know, I want to be very careful if this is sent over to the Budget Committee to make sure someone doesn't come back at a later date and say, well, you approved all of this spending. And that's the reason we have a 12 or 13% tax rate increase this year. Whatever you transmit over there, make sure there's enough wiggle room for a clear understanding that this does not represent the final statement from the town council, that this is still a work in progress. I don't care what type of qualifying language you use, but I'm just not satisfied in using a word like approved, quote-unquote, unless I finally know what the bottom line is and I can tell people who call me up or see me at the 7-Eleven or see me in a restaurant and say, what's going to happen to our taxes this year? And I can give them some sort of honest response.
Okay.